What it do, Juice Crew? We are back with episode number 2. And as promised, I got Smurf with me. Go ahead, do your thing.
I got the juice. Y'all already know Juice Crew. We back, man. We already back. And yeah, we ready for this podcast, G.
Because, you know, I told y'all was going to at least get one per week with me and him. Because, you know, I be bored. So, I might get one a week by my damn self because I be bored. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I need for blowing my Facebook up and sharing my post. Did you just like it?
What?
The live? You just like it? I sure was like, hi, like, but I ain't two people on there.
But this is where we used to watch the comments anyway. Just how I watch the comments on my live stream.
That's how you do. I was wondering why you kept looking down at your phone when we was on live. Cause I was coming, but you were looking down and you were reading it. Mm-hmm. And that's because
on my live, I can't look at it because I'm reacting to
the talking about what the software you use?
Yeah. Well, I can see it on the software I use, but it'll show up in my screen capture. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's what that was in the top corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I was like, damn, I'm going to have to figure it out. Because at first, that's when I was blanking it out. Then I go to my page and see the comments.
That was, you was doing too much.
It was too much. So hey, I ended up just looking at it. I was like, okay. That's 100.
Bruh, did they, okay, this NFL shit got to stop somewhere. Oh, bruh, like, I'm looking at the NFL Instagram page, you know, nigga, I use the NFL Instagram page, you know, because Bleacher Report be late as hell. Like, it's so many.
Yeah, Bleacher Report do.
It's so many signings and trades that they don't tell me about. Like, Danny Amendola went to the Dolphins.
I don't want to talk about that.
Or we can talk about Malcolm Butler going to the Titans. Mm-hmm. And with
success. Well, hey, that's a real good move.
What, Malcolm Butler going to the Titans? And let's not overshadow the fact that they got rid of DeMarco Murray for my guy to be the head back. You know,
so they got Danny Woodhead, too.
Who?
Were they talking to Danny Woodhead?
Who?
The Titans.
For what?
A good receiver back.
Man, y'all can leave dude where he at. Go receiving get somebody back. Out the fourth round.
A receiving back, man.
Nah, I'm straight.
A good receiving back is always compatible, bro.
Compatible, okay, yeah, too shy, but he didn't do nothing with the damn Ravens.
He was with the Ravens.
My point exactly, bro. My point. He went to the Ravens and ain't do nothing.
When he was with the Chargers, he had a good little year.
Yeah, with the Chargers.
What's up, Chris Dilps?
I ain't even see that John on that. I need to fix that, bro. We look real good, no homo. We just like G. I gotta switch that shit to my top. But, and then you got shit like the fucking Packers getting Jimmy Graham.
The Packers got him?
Yes.
I thought he was talking to the Saints.
For what? What's he left the Saints.
They traded him, bro.
What we going back for? I don't know why he's going to Green Bay healing.
Drew Brees. Is Aaron Rodgers, did Aaron Rodgers resign yet?
I don't know if he resigned, but he coming back.
I doubt it.
But I still don't know why they would want to go to the – now, granted, money-wise, like, he already got a ring, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he talking about.
What's he talking about? She talking about
I was like, we're going to say appreciate it anyway.
Yeah, he talking about you.
But I don't know why he would – like, I think the team that has won so far, I'm going to probably go with –
No.
The Browns, bro.
Yeah, hands down.
The Browns.
Hey, even though they took my man Juice, bro.
Yeah, y'all.
And we go get Amendola. Amendola, bro.
But that's not a bad pickup.
No, it is a bad pickup.
But I mean, yeah, comparing him to Juice, yeah, that's a terrible comparison.
Period.
Y'all ain't got no number one receiver now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't got no number one receiver.
Nobody's healthy. A Cowboys fan.
I know. I saw it. I overlooked it. I wasn't going to go there. Nah, I'm just playing.
Dez didn't get re-signed, did it?
Man, Dez, man, is peeing the bed. Don't worry about Dez Bryant no more.
Yeah, he not that man no more. But Amon Dolan, period, is not a good fit for the Dolphins.
How?
Let me explain it. Let me explain it. So
wait, before you say anything, Amendola can go anywhere and be a dominant slot receiver. You know why? He's quick, can't no linebacker hold him. And he's smart enough for a cornerback to have problems with him too. So who you gonna put on him? Your third corner?
But that's the thing. Like I give him, he is very, 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 very talented.
Appreciate that, man. I like that. Appreciate that.
Well, he is very talented, but just think about this. I'm just going to give you a comparison. Well, not exactly a comparison. Wes Welker played for the Dolphins, right?
Yeah. That's why I be getting them too confused with Wes Welker, because he started with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that man doing anything for the Dolphins?
Who, Wes Welker?
Yeah.
Yes. He came in dominating with his kick return and punt return. Kick return kept Devin Hester with a job.
Look, no, I'm talking about offense. You don't hear Amendola doing nothing on special teams no more.
No, but once again.
Wait, because he's not as big as the threat as Juice was. But look, offensive-wise, Wes Welker didn't do nothing on offense. He probably didn't even get that many snaps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
Now, what happened when
am I in it? They add me automatically? Yeah, it asked that I want to add you.
That's cold. But now think about the fact that Wes Welker went to the Patriots. With who?
Tom Brady.
And he blew up, right?
Yeah, but now,
what system is that? The Patriots is great for slot and tight end. They wide outs.
I wouldn't necessarily say tight end, because you can't plug in nobody in Gronkowski. But the Patriots have never had a big dominant big name receiver like a Dez Bryant, like a staple except in their offense. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Except Randy Moss, and he was toward of his career. Like they ain't had no.
But he still was the shit.
But they ain't had no Julio Jones, who's been there.
Smurf got the juice. Smurf got the juice.
Who on there?
What's up, Swizzle?
I can't remember whether I didn't. That is Lil Mike. What's up, Lil Mike? But yeah, they don't have like a Julio Jones who's been with the Falcons for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like a staple in their team. They've never had one. The closest they've had is Amon Dolan.
No. No.
Outside of Randy Moss,
Deion Branch.
Who?
Deion Branch.
Who?
Deion Branch. But he left and went to the Redskins and went shit. But he went. He was there for them, for the dynasty, for the three rings.
You still on the road, nigga? What was I finna say to you?
Appreciate that sub, man.
Tom Brady could take some fucking toddlers and go to the damn Super Bowl now. Playing with them not even getting tackled, he'd go to the Super Bowl.
But he was a Pro Bowl receiver. All three.
Under Tom Brady.
That's my point exactly. Amendola, when you receiver under Tom Brady, your
but Amendola, Amendola stuck out. He not Chris Hogan. He sticks out.
Right.
For the simple fact.
Like I said, Amendola is talented.
But he can play outside and inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I just want you to know. Yeah, you play outside in this.
But look, he's not gonna be that man with the.
Y'all don't even have a quarterback.
My point exactly.
Which is another reason what blew my mind with him signing that. Y'all don't have a fucking quarterback.
Exactly. Well, we're at Tannehill coming back.
Shut up. We're not gonna talk about that. But none of them niggas. I guarantee y'all grab a quarterback in the draft.
You guarantee?
I guarantee fucking T.
I agree. Well, I think we should.
Okay, I'm about to say, nigga. I know y'all gonna.
I think we should. But what I'm saying is. Who is that, Denise? Hey, Denise. Who is that? Keandria Boylan?
I was like, I don't know. Shit, I just got
this. Appreciate that, Chris Dills. What was I saying? Like, Ryan Tannehill come back, but at the same time, bro, our offense ain't really set on
the right dink and dunk, which we should catch on to that. Like, dink and dunk, catching our
slides. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, y'all defense is okay. Y'all need to. Y'all still got suit on. Mm-hmm. Y'all still got a dummy suit on.
I was seeing some type of report talking about they probably going to release them. There's a lot of money we're going to lose.
Nah, there's a lot of money y'all freeing up.
We freeing up, but we going to lose.
Talent-wise, y'all losing a lot.
Yeah.
I mean.
But he compared to what he did with the Lions.
But, yeah, but at the same time, that shit don't even. It don't even matter.
We play 4-3.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it don't even matter because it's more of an advantage playing the 4-3 because he can play the 1-3 or the 5. You know what I'm saying? So
hey, Sharika, Danielle.
So when you get to talk about that, it's just like how I view LeBron James. If LeBron James goes somewhere, he's trying to get a ring. He's trying to get more rings. He at the end of his career.
What's your phone, bro?
What's wrong with it?
I don't like that. It's just sitting right there.
She nigga ain't got no choice. I hate how the damn wall in it. See, we're trying to be nice to Facebook and let y'all see this down. Oh! What it do, Danielle? I ain't even pay attention that she ended the jump. But yeah, bro.
Hey, Miss Pettigrew.
In the other room, I hope you ain't letting nothing burn. I'm surprised she ain't on the YouTube joint.
Yeah, we brothers.
What was I finna say? But I think one of the craziest.
What's up, Jones. Reed?
Look at Chris.
Well, the legend, man.
Y'all, folks. Y'all, good luck, man, on y'all season. Y'all need it. Outside of Richard Sherman. I mean, outside of that, Richard Sherman was a crazy joint too. No, nigga, Kirk Cousins got 3 years, $84 million guaranteed all 3 years. Not no would you feed the game. Then they got every dollar guaranteed, not including the incentives. So at the incentives, it's probably going to close to 90.
You surprised, though? You're not surprised,
are
you?
Yeah, I'm surprised. All of it guaranteed? Yes, that's never happened before. Never, ever. Every dime guaranteed, bro.
All the franchise years, man. All the franchise tags. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I went on there, like I said. Like I did.
I already did. I already subscribed.
He said check it out, man. He was talking about me.
I subscribed still.
But yeah, bro, I was surprised. I mean, yeah, he was playing year to year with the franchise tag. But at the same time, it's a lot of money to be guaranteeing a nigga, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got some people that can be hot enough to get that big payday, then straight to the ground.
Right. It happens often. It happens often. But to the Vikings, they might still be. Well, they might go a little further and look confident instead of winning that fluke game?
I mean, the fluke game was cool, but Debo, what it do, man?
Big smile, what it do?
That boy Son got a big ass smile, too.
Look just like that, man, bro.
Light skinned version of him.
Look just like that.
Well, everybody look light skinned next to Debo, but.
Don't do my mans like that. What's up, Nick?
Who is my brother?
Yeah.
You
know he's gonna talk some shit, right?
Yeah, that's all he gonna. That's all he ever do.
Hold on, who's the Broncos? Didn't they pick up a quarterback?
Yeah, I got Case Keenum, my guy. So we not gonna buy a smoke or not subscribing to an individual representing the. Anyway,
we're not gonna talk about this Pettigrew. Man, man, man.
My brother said something yet?
Nah, he ain't said nothing yet. Man, I'm gonna get a crook in my neck, turn my head like this.
What's up, Miss Lady? She got a YouTube page too, fool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go and go check out the channel. She the one that did the neighbor stab me in that prank. Then I looked in and I was like, damn, her neighbor unbothered as hell.
What's her name?
Shit, her name been Yummy on Facebook for so goddamn long.
I remember her.
Yeah, I can't wait for her YouTube to get up and going like it's supposed to. I was gonna say something else to you before I walk out. Fuck all this NFL shit, bro. Stand up coming real soon. Sooner than y'all think. I shouldn't have said that one. I shouldn't have told him that.
Yeah, you better. Hey.
Oh, I screenshotted the comments yesterday.
I was sure finna say, if y'all seen my live stream on YouTube, I would live stream. I had a couple folks come in there, and they was talking. One person commented, Nico needs to do stand up. He left my live.
Like, I left it literally about 5 minutes before he said shit.
And I had everybody comment, Nico, do stand up. You got to. I'm proud of you, bro. Yeah, we watch basketball.
Fuck that. Who's your favorite comedian, G?
My favorite comedian?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Not for me, it ain't.
That's hard.
All right, who your favorite five in no particular order? Just five. Because ranking it'll take forever. Just your five comedians.
Is it like just stand up? Or is it like just straight up? Like, because it can be like in person or like. When...
Man, I don't give a fuck if they write novels. Nigga, your five comedians.
Man, it gotta be Dave Chappelle. Is Dave Chappelle.
Oh, you know he and everybody is. Chris said Kevin Hart.
He not in my top five, bitch.
Okay, just keep going. Okay. I wanna hear your five. Cause bruh, I'm doing YouTube and Facebook at the same time. I'm blessing y'all with some real
stand up.
I can, but then I won't be okay. You know, right. Man, see if I put the hoe right here. Fuck it. Did you have to help me?
Yeah. What's up, TC? Nah, I'm not gonna call that money no TC.
Well, you drowned it out. I mean, it's just.
We're not gonna do that.
I jumped on his live right before he cut up. I said, little chest ass nigga. He did the same shit he know him to do.
Man, bitch ass ass nigga.
And then ended that whole
shit had me dying laughing. Yeah, but okay, Dave Chappelle. Mike Epps. They come in sticks. Right. I'm not doing that with
you, Tim.
Nope.
Come on, Faison Love, keep on.
Yes, Faison Love will never be in my business.
No, I'm calling Faison Love because what?
Bernie Mac got to be said first. Bernie Mac.
It means no particular order. You just going with.
Yeah, but Bernie Mac got to be said first. Rest in peace.
Okay, go ahead.
Bernie Mac, Dave Chappelle, Mike Epps, Lil Duval.
What's up, Dave? What's up, Michael?
Is that Nessie Pooh? Lachey?
Who?
He's out of man to spot that. Well, we need Memphis comedians then. What? Man, you better go check out Duval, man.
I got you, cuz. I got you. I promise I do. Soon as I come home. Whenever you come to, if you come to Nashville or Memphis, let me know. I promise I got you. What's up, Southern Pride? You said Bernie Mac, Dave Chappelle, Mike Epps. Come on, you got two more. Nigga, it's taking you too long. You ain't real fans.
Nah, I give Kevin Hart. Yeah, Kevin Hart.
Here he go. It ain't five, nigga. It's three. Flea stretch.
The flea stretch. What's up? Who's that?
Get my cousin on there.
I don't do music, family. I don't do music. No, I don't do music, Chris.
We from Memphis. But come on, bro. You keep getting away. I think you're trying to buy time for yourself to think.
I said Bernie Mac, Dave Chappelle, Mike Epps, Lil Duval, Kevin Hart.
I think you don't say Duval because he put that on there. My five.
No, I already said Lil Duval. Then he said Lil Duval over me.
My five is super easy. All in one. Kevin Hart. Anything them two niggas do is funny. They can trip and fall and that shit funny to me. So them two, Dave Chappelle, and I'm gonna tell you why. Marlon dude, funny movie.
No, I take
any funny movie, bro.
I take Kevin Hart out and I'm getting Chris Rock.
Oh my God, I'm gonna push you. Any parody movie, Marlon or any Wayans have had their hand in.
Yeah.
Scary movie all the way up in the three. Was all Marlon Wayans and shit. So Marlon Wayans, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle because of his sketch comedy ability.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta put a fat nigga in there, bro.
He said, I gotta put a fat nigga. One time for the big dudes. What's that man's name?
Cedric didn't kind of funny. I give him that.
What's that man's name?
So it's four. But this last one gotta be clutch because I got somebody in there for many reasons.
What's that dude's on the wash? The security guard.
Bruce. Oh no, I take Sergeant Tain out. My nigga Lavelle, motherfucking Crawford.
Yeah.
That man so
he ain't fat no more, bro.
I don't give a fuck. He fat in my eyes. That man ain't so funny, bro. That man got all crazy. That man said you got on the
bro. He stayed trying to say something about my hat, bro. When we was doing a 707, he was like. Bro, he wearing a hat, right? Bro. Hey, don't quit tripping, David. Y'all already know, and I'm keeping it on the whole time, unless my head starts sweating because I got the grass cut in on. But I ain't tripping.
I'm trying to say, I said Kevin Hart, Marlon Wayans, Lavelle Crawford, Dave Chappelle. Oh, the last one, I'm probably gonna get that jump to Mike Epps. Mike Epps funny as fuck.
I like that list already. Martin seemed more like a host to me.
Yeah, now host wise, yeah, Eddie Murphy, Cat Williams is like,
okay.
He was like Kevin Hart ish because like how people don't like Kevin Hart because he exaggerates. People say, you know how people say Kevin Hart exaggerate his jokes, like he got to do something extra to make it funny. Cat Williams does the same thing.
Yeah,
the exact same thing. So when people say they don't like Kevin Hart, I'm like, but you like Cat Williams. Cat Williams' last stand-up was trash. I said it. His whole stand-up was ass.
The Nigo got a beard like, who the fuck?
Zero. Oh, you don't know. See, that's that Texas shit. You don't know about that. I take it. Fuck you, Tom Bell. They even come straight on here talking shit, bro.
Bro, you know this.
Man. I didn't know the nigga all my life, bro. That's all he ever did.
Bro, who? Look. He hangs with your brother, Nick.
All Nick do is talk shit.
My point exactly.
That's why they butt heads.
My point exactly.
You can't have two shit talkers in the same house.
My point exactly. And then David be doing it on the slick in person too.
No, the fuck he
I'm
don't.
I'm saying when he's starting off, when he building up, you know, the build up, you look at him out of the eye, he be like, oh yeah, nigga, I'm talking about you.
Oh no, nigga, imagine being on a road trip with him, my brother, and their friend DT. Nigga, DT do not fucking stop. Him and David check. For our whole, 4-hour ride to Atlanta. Them niggas checked the whole way, bro. The shit was so funny.
Go straight. Y'all had.
Yeah, I got you, Chris. But yeah, bro, that fuck's funny as fuck. Them fuck's so funny. But they're my five. And, Eddie Murphy, he was cool. Don't get me wrong, I ain't gonna never disrespect the legend, but I just couldn't squeeze him in there. Now the giant when he what was the stand up where I think he had on the red vest with red jacket. He did the gay, I think it was like a gay cop or something impersonation. I'm trying to think. It's on
you trying to say who did it?
No, Eddie Murphy did it. Raw. His stand up called Eddie Murphy Raw. if I'm not mistaken. Hey, one of you old ass niggas.
No, I think it was wrong.
Like, Sanders on at the barbecue. This.
Hey, that. Hey, hold on, hold on.
If the nigga got old Sanders, everything good.
Nigga, hold on, he's illegal.
Who is that?
On the key or something.
Is that Big Von?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, niggas graduate, start smoking crack, lose a little weight, they come back talking shit.
I don't know.
Thank you, Tevin. Thank you. So I'm gonna say it again. It was wrongful. Well, he did like the gay cop impersonation at the end, bro. That shit was so funny.
Yeah, he said, yeah, this Big Von.
Okay. I thought he was a big dumb Devin.
Hell no.
Like, that's why I had to make sure. You know, his last name was Williams, too.
I forgot his last name.
But, y'all niggas be coming up. I think Chantel's favorite comedian is Richard Pryor. If she
that's super up. Old.
Yeah, you know, what's the nigga name? He said, I think it's Marlon Brando, if I'm not mistaken. Said he fucked Richard Pryor or some shit like that.
Bro, I don't.
Hey, no. The nigga wife even said agreed
bro,
with
it. Bro, I don't want to talk about this.
That was blew my mind, bro. You dead or not? You was his wife, and you gonna agree? You gonna air that out? Well, they were doing cocaine. You do anything when you, on cocaine, you a fucker. What she said? You a fucking male.
Man was on freebase, bro.
No, I ain't never tried no dip. Hell no.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I tried it. I threw up so bad, bro. I threw up last week's food, bro.
His wife said that was true. His wife said it was true. Don't get butt hurt.
Brian's a legend, Quincy Jones. I ain't gonna lie on me. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to come see you now, Dave. I'm okay. I'm gonna have to come see you.
Hold on, boo. Sticks with the Draco. Tevin still retarded as hell, bro. This man didn't put trick. That trick put truck. Truck got on the pallet. You slow. What's up, Ma? Whoa, Coke. Whoa, hold up. What the fuck he talking about? Oh, okay. He talking about the Richard Pryor shit. Right. I was like, whoa, no, man. If I ain't do no dip. You think nigga doing coke? I'm too fat for coke. Ran that hoe tweaking out.
That was actually good. I ain't never heard that one, though, from Dave.
What?
You ain't just read that?
Golf tee?
Yeah.
But my grandma told Dave his chin was so long, he could stick it in a hot sauce bottle. That shit was so funny, bro. I never forget that, bro. My grandma bring that up every time she see it, man. Sorry if I put you in the approach.
Yeah, you did. I'm scared I'm gonna fall. Bro.
You not, fool. If you fall, I just turn it into a seat, like a desk type thing. It's okay, fool. Fuck that shit. I ain't gonna say that, though. Her daddy, I'm gonna figure
out. I don't think it'll be safe for you.
So. Nigga, I'm the one who broke it.
Man,
He asking you what he asked me, G. What you think of the rebel flag? No, don't ask him that. No, don't ask him that. He's too woke. Don't ask him that.
He said it, but don't
make me. Hey, you better leave my grandma alone, nigga. She ain't here to defend herself.
Mom said, leave my mom.
Hey, I ain't never even watched Lean on Me, but I know that you smoke crack, don't you? I know that part. I ain't never watched it.
Hey, y'all seen dude went back to jail for that shit? He was actually on it for real.
What?
Little dude that he's saying you look like.
Nah,
he said you smoke crack, don't you? He was.
I've never seen
crack in real life, bro. He went to jail for it.
Y'all ever smoke glazed blunts?
I know it is.
They might say, y'all ever smoke lace blunt shit crazy, bro. Don't fuck with that shit. Dead ass got caught slipping 4 a.m. in the middle of a Whataburger by a hella decorated state marshal. I don't know what the fuck they laced yours with. Hey, man, quit smoking for shit if it's laced. And you know it's laced. They gonna have you around here in the chicken coop.
That's funny, fool. That's funny. You can't say that ain't funny, bro.
B, I got you, nigga. Hold on.
You can't say that. The joke he said on me was funny, but that one funny. Y'all gonna have to check. You know I can't check.
Bullshit.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to check. You know I can't check. Y'all gonna hit the back.
I say David can't join the broadcast.
Well, he is on. He must not be on public.
I don't know, but he lucky. Spiked my drink and shit in front of the marshal before I realized he was staring at me. LMAO, locked eyes, most tense moments of my life. It was like some PC.
Yeah, you ain't got to be afraid to ride around, man, but hey, to each his own, dip the dead, hey.
Hey.
I'd rather not speak on it.
We, first off, like I said on the very first time I did, to each his own, you know, but it ain't like we going to see you with a rubber flag and be like, pull over. So I can kick you in your nuts and choke you out.
Nut kicker?
Yeah. Somebody watch my skit. I'm on the shit of fable.
Now that's why you got all
them. Yeah, that's why he on here. He on this thinker. Fuck, I got toilet in my thinker.
Is that got a thinker, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Don't be sitting there too long, though, Dave. The motherfucker's legs. Leg,
I'm telling you, nigga, stand up and fall straight in the tub. Yeah, but
and you know Craig might never did leg workouts, so I know your legs ain't that
deep. You never did leg workouts.
You ain't that exposed.
We did this shit on our own. Talk about yourself now. Have a good shit, son. Mom, you got real issues. You just told David to have a good shit. Bro, my mom is hilarious. Nigga, that sex story that I told on my thing. Don't say that. You ignorant. Peter. What's up, Peter, man? You stupid. Yeah, bro. People be thinking I be lying about this sex story, bro. I had posted when I was saying about my mama. Folks be saying I be lying, nigga. My mama.
Hey, that man gonna have me checking this shit. Hell no, nah, nigga.
It's the lights. Tell him it's the lights. What's the lights?
I'm not gonna tell.
What?
What's up, Peter?
Bro,
this man is paying too much detail. He just looking for shit for real.
He on the toilet, fool. It's not much other things to do on the toilet. I get my life together on the toilet. Every morning.
You get your life together on
the toilet. I debate on whether I want to go to school, whether I want to go to work, if any of this shit's worth it. Then I flip on it.
So light. You be debating suicide on the toilet.
I was debating on going to work.
You said whether it's worth it.
Niggas.
But you see how I link it.
Why are you linking that?
I'm just saying. I'm just watching
that. I flip on the lights, switches, and I'll be like, damn, I got to make sure I pay this every month. So I got to go. This nigga here. What am I drunk? I'm gonna flush my big ass down the toilet.
Hell nah, you gotta be fucked up, David.
Please don't turn on the lights, the boy. Oh nah, hey man, you gotta get out of my guy, David. It's my big lights, Google House, nose ass nigga. Bro,
that's old.
Bro, you check these niggas back, bro. I learned growing up with David, bro. It ain't about how hard you hit, it's if you swing back. Because, nigga, DT? David, tell him how DT will do if the nigga don't check back. DT will go in on you the whole day.
Oh, just because you don't check back. I need to see what David looks like. Well, no, I know what Devin looks like. Hold on. That's how I
look at.
I gotta know who, what the fuck. I don't like one of them motherfuckers that be saying that random shit.
That's what make checking fun.
You know,
like watch this, Peter, deep voice ass nigga. I'm sick of this nigga. Damn, your shit low, my shit low.
You see, we're back on you for that. Why the fuck did he find his shit?
He probably does. Hell no. He said Big Von. He just came in and said Big Von. All right, Southern.
Now he checking Big Von. Oh, he said DT.
DT a fat piece of shit. A pillow talking in the police. See, that's the shit they did the whole fucking way, bro. Talk about his leg, bro. My brother told him that he got his leg got like smashed by like a forklift or something. It's like real ugly, like from the knee down. So he got to keep a compression thing on his leg, bro. My brother told him that he shoot like smoke sauce. Bro, that shit's so funny. You really can't see Big Volume, bro.
Yeah, I can't see Big
You got maybe if you press fucking play.
Even if I press play, it ain't showing up because I scroll it up. It ain't nothing to pop up.
Yeah,
his stuff, his stuff ain't on public. You can't do it.
It'll be fun, but he don't. I don't know. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, goddammit. Nico the Man. Subscribe to his too, I guess, if you want to. He ain't shit.
Sometimes.
Sorry if I didn't say that. Let's see.
What's up, Pops?
OG. Damn, this has been 30 minutes. Feel like been on that motherfucker for a while.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Last night when I was doing my live stream, I was on the three hours, man, you know.
When I did the very first episode of this joint, an 800 number called me, bro, and completely removed my live. My live stream, I should say.
He said, I think that lady got 3 years left.
Damn, they from the Kunta Kinte in his ass. Damn, I ain't even see that shit. I'm 32. Tell me how old you
is. We the same age.
But still, he want to know. Say that's my verbatim. You 32, right?
Well, you finna turn 30. Yeah, I'm 34.
Old ass. Hey, wasn't Nick just here? Your uncle?
Yeah, Nick was here a little while ago. I think he's still watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's still watching.
So what y'all think about Donald Trump? Don't answer that question. That was debate. I'm part of the TSA. FBI ain't got shit on me. Hey, I think you were
here for this. Are
y'all friends? Oh, shit, it don't even matter if y'all friends. They're not supposed to come up.
It's not coming up, period.
I can't believe, bro, your five comedians had Cat Williams.
Didn't have Cat Williams.
It had Cat Williams in it.
It didn't have Cat Williams.
Nigga, Cat Williams was out.
So you just gonna put him in my list?
Yeah, he's like the star. Like if somebody starts slacking with the comedy, you can't sue me. I know you would. I got no awesome nigga. My five is my five. They come with the heat every time. Fuck you talking about? You woke? I'm woke-ish. You catch the play in Marlon Wayne stand up wokeish. Switch. Too far.
Not on yours either.
Donald Trump keep can have too many niggas acting crazy.
That's including you, motherfucker.
Hey, I ain't gonna even lie. The best thing he could have ever did was become president. You know how many niggas is chasing their dreams now? Cause they about to lose these jobs. Say I ain't right.
Why did Chantel just laugh?
I heard it. She laughs. I heard it. Cause she know that shit true. I think the funniest. Now I'm not political by a long shot.
Hold on. Time out. I just noticed you just stared at me like I'm included in that.
In what? Niggas chasing that dream?
Yeah. Just stared straight at me.
If you black, you gotta.
Didn't you notice that Chantel? As soon as he said, he stared straight at me like I'm chasing my
dreams. What you looking at us for? Cause we heard you laugh. Stupid ass. Bro, remind me of Kenan. This nigga spelled kale like
like the vegetable.
Yeah, Peter's so funny, bro. Bernie Mac, Arnaz.
I ain't worried about that, Chris Dips.
Ooh, Ooh. You low-key shows your age, but low-key just really, like,
ooh,
turned that
earthquake ain't no joke.
The man said, Arnie is Jake, Bernie Mac, Bruce, DC Curry.
I'm getting tired of you putting Bernie Mac second. He said Bernie Mac first.
Who? Nigga, I said Bernie Mac.
No, you I saw Arnie is Jake. And Bernie, you reading it wrong. You better say Bernie Mac first.
Bruh, who gives a fuck is in no particular order.
Because he did.
Because he did. Then nobody give a fuck. Them other niggas' career is dead, but you ain't see us talking about it.
Dave, don't let that man do that, bro. Don't let him do that to your list.
Man, look, Dave. I ain't worried about none of that.
What's up with the food?
Hey, what's up with the food?
You said I can't get them hoes in there.
Hey. Somebody gonna try to finesse and gonna post a picture talking about Trump already got the food packages on deck. Nigga, that was Meals on Wheels. Fuck be thinking they so slick. You know, real old ass people know about Meals on Wheels.
Hell yeah!
And so somebody was gonna laugh. What y'all think about guns? Would you want one? One? Several. I think Chris plotting on robbing this. He trying to see what we doing. How old are y'all? Oh, they old. Ain't they fast? You know he can't show. Fuck this nigga. I'm gonna do this nigga like on Goodfellas. You ever seen Goodfellas? No. Bro, that movie is so hard.
What movie did you not that you didn't see that I was mad at you about?
Lean on Me, Color Purple.
Nigga, you just made it worse.
What the fuck?
You ain't seen Lean on Me or Color
Purple. I'd rather not watch all that, bro. Because I'm going to completely miss the message. I'm going to be too busy laughing at it.
I mean, everybody laughed at that part.
You told Hoppo to beat me. I love you. Kill him dead. What the fuck is kill him dead?
You got to kill him dead, bro.
The new comics, like the new rappers, they garbage. The best two comedians now, they should kill him. And they pre garbage, bro. They can't make the beat. I ain't gonna lie. Dave Chappelle, but you gotta also understand, Dave Chappelle had a predominantly white audience. He made the hood niggas laugh with the Chappelle Show, sketch comedy. Am I crazy, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart, I like Kevin Hart because he can do it all. It's a very, them niggas you just named, except Bernie Mac. Can't do everything. Can't write, produce, do sketch comedy, do stand-up comedy. You know what I'm saying? Run a company. They can't do all that. Except Bernie Mac. Mm-hmm. And I think I said Bernie Mac because of the America thing. Look at here, America.
Bernie Mac's funny in all cases, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you follow D.L. Hughley on Instagram?
No, I don't follow him on Instagram.
Bro, he like Snoop Dogg. He posts the funniest shit.
Yeah,
that man said, damn, it was some post, bro. It was like, I can't remember, bro. It was funny as shit. Mac, shit, nigga better go play with Mac. Mike Epps to go. Get your him looking ass out.
He said him looking
ass. Yeah, his him looking ass. No lie, he didn't even write. Charlie Murphy wrote the whole thing. Hey, now that's true. Now,
He wrote the whole second season.
Charlie Murphy was in majority of the skits because Charlie Murphy, not stupid, nigga. If I'm gonna write this shit, I'm gonna be in there somewhere. Dave Chappelle wasn't hood, nigga. He said that on his hand. Man, everybody know that. You ain't gotta be a hood. Half the rappers
everybody
ain't from
knew
the
he wasn't a hood, nigga, when he first came out. We already knew that from the get-go.
But hey, I ain't gonna lie. I said this, I think I said this to you yesterday or the day before yesterday. How In Living Color was like a big thing in the 90s, mm-hmm. and for comedians, I say all that was our version of In Living Color. Correct? Now y'all correct me if I'm wrong. All that was our version of In Living Color. Say I'm wrong though. Think about everybody that was on All That. They had good careers, but fizzled to the wayside. I ain't saying it's as good as In Living Color. Everybody who blew up on there, still hot. But it was on the closest thing we had to In Living Color.
The closest.
Tell me wrong.
Yeah, is it which was the only best thing?
Yeah. Yeah, any all the Rick James just was funny. Yeah, I completely agree with you. And Living Color was the shit. But I'm saying all that was a close. We had Keenan, Kale, Amanda Bynes, the fat woman, you know what I'm talking about? She was the fattest motherfucker on there.
I don't think you can really like you calling somebody fat like
I said she was the fattest motherfucker on there. The bitch was bigger than me. Like two of me. Two and a half.
You gotta see in person to really compare them.
What? I can see that. I can see people on TV and be like, damn, they fat, they way bigger than me.
Like it's certain people like you can really say that, but like you gotta see in person. You have lost some weight though.
Bro,
you maybe.
That hoe look like the No Pickles nigga from SpongeBob. And tell me I'm lying. Still No Pickles. All right, nigga. Like I said, cut the motherfucker. I'm coming.
Yeah,
that hold on, man. Get them coming. Shit, Mad TV for the white people. It was. It was. And Living Color was. For the in the words of who said the Caucasoids? Oh, the nigga Black Jesus, the big dude played Black Jesus.
Hey, Bruh Cole too.
Now
stand up.
I ain't watched this stand up. I can name 100 comments that won't run them. Bruh, you gotta understand, bruh.
It depends on what it depends on certain platforms.
Yeah,
though.
Bruh. Don't act like Soul Plane wasn't funny. Like if each comedian had his own shit that made him. Funny. Like, Kevin Hart is a great business mogul. Everybody ain't gonna like his stand-up. Hell, your favorite comics is some people
yeah, like
Bernie
Mac
trash.
I ain't gonna lie. What now was trash.
I mean, I didn't like, if I gotta force myself to laugh, I know I don't like it. Cat Williams, I forced myself to laugh. Some of Kevin Hart's stand-up, I forced myself to laugh.
Yeah, stand-up, they not in my top five.
Okay.
But I was just
any sketch. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, I had people in there for shit all around.
Yeah, not skipping. Going straight off
okay.
Stand-ups?
All right. See,
straight
now,
off stand-ups? You're going to have to go first straight off stand-ups.
Aries. Hey, yeah, his impersonations.
Okay, they've been popping up on mine.
Aries Spears was, yeah, he was. Samuel Jackson the funny motherfucker, too.
He was like, the people that do impersonations to me don't really be super funny.
Jay Pharoah is ass. If you like Jay Pharoah, we cannot talk ever in life. Jay Pharoah is ass. You like Jay Pharoah? Okay, boy, you scared me.
He do good impersonations, though.
Not even, no, the nigga from the Fat Albert movie, the light skinny had the big teeth, who did that whole thing with every Denzel.
Oh,
the little skit with all the Denzels in it, bro. And they was all sitting at the table.
Melvin Greer.
Yeah. Now, his impersonation would be fine. His impersonation would be fine. I ain't vote for nobody. Myself. I put myself in the box and dropped it in. And they called me later. I was like, get your big stupid ass out of the voting booth.
And Eric Spees is funny, but I wouldn't.
Nah. The only highlight I remember from Eric Spees is the end of that Shaq comedy jam where he said if he can make all his favorite rappers do a song.
That was
LL, Snoop Dogg, DMX. Now that shit was bumping.
You put Jamie Foxx twice.
Nah, bro. You had me with your first set, but Jamie Foxx. Him and Martin was a good host. Like, now his run tell that was funny, but he couldn't, because I don't think he can consistently drop stand ups and make them all funny. He killed the shit with, what's that shit
Dang,
called?
I'm surprised you ain't put Eddie Murphy in that motherfucker, though. Eddie Murphy, though.
And David never struck me as an Eddie Murphy type fan. That's like, I ain't gonna say for all people, but it's like.
Super silly.
Yeah, David never struck me as a, like, everybody he's named I can fit with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he never struck me as Ian Murphy.
Key and P are just another Dave Chappelle. On the lower rank.
I don't know. We got a little age gap there. I don't know.
What you talking about? What?
He said Fox was known before acting, Fox was known for killing shit on stage. Now, I don't know. But Key and Peele, I never watched that show that much because, once again, you really gotta understand it. Like, it's not bad, but it's not in your face funny where any motherfucking movie. Kind of got to understand. Like, they made Keanu a fucking gangster cat movie. Come on, bro. Don't tell me that was good. But I do respect, is it Key? Oh, it's Peele. Jordan Peele. I do respect his writing ability. The nigga shot Get Out in 23 days on a small-ass budget and did way better than big movies.
That's facts. That's big facts.
I didn't see yours.
That's big facts. Motherfucker saying that shit off highlights. They just sent me off highlights.
Who? Jordan?
He saying like he wasn't that's past his time. He's saying that's like
folks. No, I ain't saying it's past my time. I'm saying I know Jamie Foxx when I really was starting to pay attention to things like that. No, I know. I'm giving him my example. But like I'm saying, like yeah, okay, I see what he's saying. Okay, yeah, he didn't watch Eddie Murphy stand up just like I said, Jordan. Now, don't get me wrong, I've watched some of Jordan, but I ain't gonna just say he's the best of all time.
Vaughn. Oh, he said, do y'all think most comedians get more funny? These social media comedians, bro.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. The reason everybody's doing it, bro, is so tempting to do it because if you think about any aspect of any form of entertainment, the people who have the biggest base, their base is women. So if you can get a female to retweet or share a video, most of the time that bitch gonna go viral. But I have moments where I be like, bro, this should be like the skit I did for taxes.
You charge your phone.
That bitch in front. My shit ain't hit 10. Like the skit I did for, she's at 10 now. As soon as I said that, it hit 10. Like the tax skit I did. New comedian in the garbage.
Thanks.
True.
Like these new folks, it's like they try to steal so much from the older folks.
And they think people don't know that. Mm-hmm. But the weird shit, like my tax skit I did, that was the farthest I said I would go. As far as the whole female shit, because like motherfuckers get to putting on wigs and lipsticks, like then they hate when they get called gay. Like people ask, "Are they gay?" Bro, you got on a whole wig, makeup, lipsticks, and nigga, they got a plug right there. This one behind
me. I was gonna put this on your phone. You a teen?
Oh yeah, do your thing. But yeah, they do all that shit and wonder why people call them gay.
I ain't watched that much.
I watched a little bit of his. I pissed my pants. Little joke was funny as hell.
Don't nobody speak on that. Big Doug. Chris Dilts.
What's up, Big Doug? Did you feel the vibrate?
Nope. No. Nah, I ain't sure.
Hold on.
Go
on the other side.
Hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Nah, I
don't have a short. No, it don't. It just do this stupid ass shit. Hold on, y'all. Grab the extension cord down there. That hole big enough for me to sit up here.
Pause.
Whoa. Shit. Hold on, I got it. Oh. Hold on, y'all. Hold on to your innocence. Use your common sense. Oh, shit.
Damn.
You heard them over the pop?
I ain't worried about the pop. I don't want mine.
Don't look directly into the light. Well, let me get a comedian in here and ask him. Let me get this nigga in here. Let's get this nigga in here. Damn, is that hoe gonna act right?
You should.
Alright, come on.
Hey!
What's up, Chunky?
He put heart, like heart, heart.
What's up, heart. Big Daddy?
All right, so they asked us is, do you think the comedians or social media people wearing wigs gay? Do you think that's gay and too much?
You know, I'm like this here, man. Whatever works for you, you know, do what they do. I ain't the type to cross to pay to them, you know, because man, that's disgusting out of that. Man, my hair's so goddamn. Man, look.
That's what you was on live doing the other day.
What up? Yeah, I'm eating booty though.
I just found that out too, Vaughn.
I'll eat booty that day when I went live.
This
you know, but ain't nothing wrong with eating booty. You hear me, Nico? You eat booty, you got all them chair hair. That booty chick hair.
I ain't eating no ass. My chin, it ain't on my chin all the way. It's like at the bottom.
What's up, Smurf?
What's up, family?
You still catching them balls, right, boy?
Pause, no homo. Nah, I ain't catching no balls recently.
All right, Chris.
Huh?
Nah, I ain't catching them recently, right. Man.
But then, hey, speaking on what you was talking about, though. I understand what you're saying. Some niggas do take that shit too far. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some with that
shit I wouldn't dare do. You know, but, you know, some shit, you know, some shit be funny. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, the nigga, y'all know Kerwin Cage and Claiborne? Kerwin Claiborne?
I think so. I think I might have seen one of his videos.
Like, I did a show with him. Like, he funny as fuck. You know what I'm saying? He don't go too far. But you had some of your niggas, man, them niggas putting on makeup and panties and all that type.
But see, my only thing with that is, once you start in that lane and you get somewhere, you got it ain't no coming out. You got to stay in that lane because that's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do
Nico.
That. Huh?
I never do that shit. That way, you know, Lord, I've been doing shit. You never see me in a wig. Fuck a wig.
Nah, man.
I ain't putting on no goddamn wig.
What I did in my taxi.
No, but
yeah, I was like,
Hey,
as soon as that man was doing that tax skip, he said, bro, I got an idea. He said, bro, hey, bro, don't you put no wig on.
Old,
if I see you with a wig, I'm flagging your shit.
It's old, bro. I can't do it, bro.
Well, you know, like I said, you can't knock for work for them, but you know you just gotta stand firm on what you believe in. If you believe in not doing it, then don't do it. But at the same time, don't be a hater. Don't knock the nigga.
Oh no, because I still like the niggas that do it. I still subscribe and watch their shit. But it's just like when they try to give you something else out of the wig or something else for real, it don't get the same response. Don't nobody like it.
You sure all that line? Hey, Nico.
What's up?
I gave y'all my point of view. I'm going to eat this slushy, man. I'll call you back. Love you, bye.
All right, love you too, bro. For $1 million, y'all ain't going to put on the weed. Shit.
Bro, don't come with that unrealistic stuff, man. That stuff ain't going to never happen.
Ain't no nigga coming and knocking on my door talking about me. Hey, put on this lace front. I got you. Ain't nobody coming to do that.
Now, if you be like, if we could get on a show or something,
now, David,
and later down the road, they like, hey, you got to put this wig on to keep this show rolling. You like, oh.
You made a valid point, David. He said everybody who did it made millions. But no, I'm speaking as far as the Instagram shit. Think about it. Now, this goes back to exactly what I said. Tyler Perry, John, all his plays were like heartfelt. You know what I'm saying? They had messages behind it. Niggas is out here just throwing on lipstick and popping their lips and shit for no reason. Then who else you say? You said Martin. That was just like.
Didn't Martin made music before Big Mama, didn't
he?
Nah, he did.
Nah,
with Shanae. Yeah.
But if you see Shanae wasn't there every fucking episode. Like
motherfuckers, he got a reaction every time.
But
Shanae
you don't hear niggas saying Martin ain't funny. Shanae where it's at. You don't hear nobody saying that shit. Who else is like Eddie Murphy, nigga?
But the only person you
can
say that about
what?
Is Tyler Perry.
Nigga, Eddie Murphy, the motherfucking goat. That nigga did a whole movie
himself.
Every motherfucker in the movie.